Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
July 9th is the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Mark, in his simple yet vivid style, thrusts us back into the early days of the preaching of Jesus, when he was still a mystery even to those who knew him, but a rather simple mystery. The mystery would deepen with time. But eventually no one asked him anymore who he thought he was. It became pretty clear that he thought he was somebody enormously important, more important than any other human being in the world. Somebody extraordinary, special, unique. Like the prophet we hear in the first reading today. But even more special. Even today, when we try to put labels on him, to claim him for our side, it doesn't work. Because Jesus is so utterly and completely mysterious. Once we think we've signed him up for our team, it's a very interesting person maybe we've signed up. But it's not Jesus anymore. He's gone. Now, once upon a time, in the 1940s, there was this very popular and very intelligent priest who presided over a certain suburban parish. The people loved him because he was urbane and sympathetic and kind and preached a fine sermon, as the homily was called in those days. He was quite famous, too, because he was head of a band of crackpots, real crackpots, who wanted the Mass in English and facing the people, with lay people actually reading the epistle. In those days, there were only two readings. His fellow priests dismissed him as likable but a little mad. These crazy ideas were an embarrassment to his people, but somehow they fit with his slightly quirky, as they saw it, character. Priests and people, however, agreed that nothing would ever come from his odd ideas. Once he met an Anglican minister, and the Anglican minister said, "You know, Monsignor, you and I are kind of in the same league. You're pushing for the Mass in English, and I'm pushing for the Mass in Latin." But the people in the parish, well, some of the people in the parish said he was a little ahead of his time, like maybe two centuries. But they knew him very well, so in his own diocese, in his own parish, among his own people, no one thought of him as a prophet. In fact, they kind of laughed at him behind his back. As it was, he lived to see all his crazy ideas became reality. He laughed a lot, too. The moral of this story is listen to your crazy Monsignors. They may be prophets.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's AGREELEY.com.